So where are we going with the song?
I think what I'm going to do is the one and two verses, the chorus. I do like the idea of two choruses at the end, the two different ones. It's like a build up. I rewrote some lyrics because there was one where you're not in sight or you left my sight. That implies death. So I was going to say, because if it was God, you're not in sight is better than you've left my sight.
Right.
Because if you say you've left my sight, that doesn't make sense as much. So it could fit both.
Yeah.
Because you're not in sight, somebody is also dead. So
that works.
Right.
I played the song for her. So what did she say? I said, Mom, what do you think of my new song? And she says, it's sad. It mentions death. She says, you know I have a thing about death. I said, yeah, I know you do, Mom. I knew it. I knew. So that was the first thing she noticed.
Did she say anything else?
No. Wow. She did that with You Were There also. She didn't like You Were There. It implied when you're gone, I say a prayer. She doesn't want anything related to death. This, of course, I could keep my book going as an ongoing project and never finish it, but I always can have the relief to know that I'm already writing my second book. There's no question that it just keeps getting. Yeah. Although, you know, I was thinking about my song Set You Free, mm-hmm. how it related so much to my dad dying. And it's like my story now is completely not related to my dad's. Really, it started with my dad. I wrote the song. But I had no idea how much it was going to help me, that song. So, yeah, that's something. So,
it is. It's amazing how it unfolds. And I also have to say your voice on that song.
It opens up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. The tone, the power, the vibrato.
I haven't been opening up much on a lot of songs, so it's exciting.
Could you hear it.
I could hear it.
Yeah. And that, I mean, wow, and that chorus.
At the funeral, when I performed it, I was tight. And of course, I had every reason to have the stress of that. That was it. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I did it,
huh?
Whoa!
That was pretty intense.
What a freaking big deal.
That is a big deal, because it started the funeral. There was no talk before that. I just came up. Everybody was quiet, and
I
was the opener.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
That was amazing.
I pulled it off.
Pulled it off all the way around, every level. And boy, going right into one song kind of helped someone with that time thing, maybe a little bit of the compromise. I don't know if that's what you had in mind.
I definitely had that in mind.
Was that what you were? Freaking amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you know, and you would listen to that, you wouldn't even know, you know, that what was going on.
Because you
said your father's service. I mean, if someone was to listen to this, a lot of people can't do this, can't sing, you know, and you sang well. And it.
There's more to it. I mean, I grew up with a very strong fear of death, a very strong. I used to have nightmares at night. There was like a certain amount of time where you could view the body. And I had said to myself, well, I saw him die. I don't really need to see his body again. But I decided to do that. So they opened the coffin, and I was able to touch him and look at him. And then, after I was done singing, I bumped the coffin. I go, excuse me, Dad. And everybody laughed.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was, like, so interesting to have that kind of detachment and not have pain, you know, be able to look at his corpse and to know he's gone and that this is something, you know, this is a special day that I could celebrate.
Oh, it's so
It is powerful. Jeez. It's really powerful. Wow. And then now that I've written a new song, I'm even more excited.
It's amazing with me.
It is amazing. Yeah. So vocally, this is really a fun one to sing.
Wow, and it sounds so good. I mean, your voice.
Well, I'm liking those vowels, like ending on grow old, and trying to figure out which lyrics to emphasize. And it just seemed to happen that I decided to leave. I love the way it vibrato on the word fear, and because it vibrates, it actually conveys fear. Take away my fear, because that's the truth. And then that's the main focal point of the song. All my doubts are alleviated with this comfort. And so that's what I'm emphasizing at the end of the chorus. And then the very last line of the song is, you're with me as I grow old. I was going to say watching my life unfold. But, you know, I think that's really sums it up. Because it's for the rest of my life until I die, you know?
Right.
And my mother didn't like that. And I thought, you know, she says, people don't like sad songs. She actually was clear. She actually said that.
Wow.
That's too sad. And
thought, now you get clear.
Now you get clear. But the funny part for me is I love that part about me, that I'm honest and I'm willing to say these things that maybe other people won't, but it's the truth.